Welcome to Shaped by Scripture, a series designed to help you plant God's Word deep in your heart so it can transform your life. Every episode, we'll walk with you through God's Word, guiding you to memorize, understand, and apply Scripture in a way that strengthens your faith and shapes your daily walk with Christ. Here, we believe that when God's Word takes root in your heart, it changes everything from the way you think, to the way you live, to the way you love others. So take a deep breath, open your heart, and let's journey together as we are shaped by Scripture. The Joy of Generosity, January 19th, 2026. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians 9:7. His name was Oren. He lived in the neighborhood surrounding our church, came from a low-income home. Like most of the kids in that community, their parents were blue-collar, working long hours to provide for their families. As a result, the children walked nearly everywhere, to school, to the convenience store, and even to church. A friend invited Oren to attend our Wednesday night youth service, and soon he found his place among us. Not long after he began attending, we spent several weeks teaching about generosity and giving. Oren came from a family that worked hard for everything they had and barely scraped by. The concept of giving was foreign to him. During those weeks, we encouraged the youth to take part in collecting an offering. Most of the time, this meant a few dirty coins, some pocket lint, and maybe an extra button. One night, however, I forgot to take the offering. After the service, Oren approached me and asked, "Bro, Scott, are we taking an offering tonight?" I quickly replied, "Sorry, it slipped my mind. Probably not tonight, but we'll be sure to do it next week." My assumption was that Oren wanted to volunteer to pass the plate, but his response stunned me. "No, I need to give it tonight. I want to give an offering. I skipped lunch all week to save enough to give something to God. He gave so much to me, I have to give him something back." That seventh grade boy, without a church background and from a poor family, understood something many Christians still miss: the joy of generosity. He grasped that giving is sacrificial, and he recognized that generosity is a way of offering thanks to the Lord. By contrast, many Christians today struggle with giving because they see it as a burden. Too often, we give reluctantly or out of a sense of obligation. We treat generosity as if it were a tax rather than an act of worship. When our hearts are shaped by reluctance, our giving loses joy, and we miss the freedom that comes with cheerful generosity. This is why 2 Corinthians 9:7 is so important. Paul wrote these words to believers in Corinth who had promised to give generously to help struggling Christians in Jerusalem. They had made a commitment, but like so many of us, the temptation was to delay or to give half-heartedly. Paul reminded them that giving was not about guilt or manipulation, but about love. He wanted them to see generosity not as a burden, but as an opportunity. Explanation of 2 Corinthians 9:7. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart. Paul begins by affirming that giving is personal. It is not dictated by comparison with what others give, nor is it measured against some external requirement. Instead, it flows from the heart that has prayerfully considered how to honor God. The Greek word for decided carries the sense of intentionality and planning. In other words, generosity is not to be careless or impulsive. God calls each believer to think carefully, pray thoughtfully, and decide intentionally what to give. This personal decision ensures that giving is both meaningful and authentic, not reluctantly or under compulsion. Here, Paul addresses two wrong attitudes toward giving. First, the cautions against reluctance, giving with hesitation, as though money is being ripped out of our hands. Second, he tells us not to give out of compulsion, giving because of outside pressure, whether from social expectations, guilt, or manipulation. Neither attitude reflects the heart of true generosity. God does not desire his children give begrudgingly or resentfully. Generosity should never feel like a tax we resent or a duty we dread. When giving is reluctant or forced, the focus shifts away from God and onto us. Instead, God invites us to experience freedom by giving with open hands, for God loves a cheerful giver. The final phrase reveals God's heart toward generosity. The word cheerful comes from the Greek hilaros, which means glad, joyful, or eager. It suggests a spirit of delight rather than dread. A cheerful giver gives not because he has to, but because he wants to. Give with a heart full of gratitude for all that God has done. Such generosity is not measured by the size of the gift, but by the joy behind it. It is important to notice that Paul says God loves a cheerful giver. Of course, God loves all his children, but this phrase highlights something that pleases him. Just as a parent delights when a child shares freely and joyfully, God takes pleasure when his people reflect his own generous heart. After all, God is the ultimate giver. He gave his only son for our salvation, John 3:16. When we give cheerfully, we mirror the character of our generous God, bringing it together. This verse shows us that generosity is not a financial issue, but a heart issue. It is not about counting coins, but about cultivating joy. When giving is rooted in gratitude and guided by prayer, it becomes worship. Oren, that seventh grade boy, understood this truth far better than many adults. He knew that God's generosity toward him demanded a response of joyful generosity in return, memorization, and meditation. As you begin this week's journey into the joy of generosity, remember that God is not after your money. He is after your heart. He calls you to give thoughtfully, freely, and joyfully. True generosity is a gift, not a burden. Read the verse aloud. Speak 2 Corinthians 9:7 slowly, giving weight to each phrase. Write the verse down. Copy the verse carefully in your journal or on a card to carry with you this week. Reflect on the meaning. Ask yourself, when I give, do I give thoughtfully? Do I give reluctantly? Or do I give joyfully? Pray the verse. Lord, thank you for providing for me. As you've given generously, teach me to give with joy, not out of reluctance or pressure, but because I love you. In Jesus' name, amen.